neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
In Parshat Vayigash, we had the reunion of the brothers. So it says that at the time that Yosef HaTzadik revealed himself to the brothers and he saw his dear brother Binyamin, it says that Vayipol al Sabderei Binyamin, he fell on the neck of Binyamin, but the way it is stated, the term is plural. Sabderei is more than one. Sabar is neck, means one neck. But here it says Vayipol al Sabderei Binyamin, two neck. And then it says Vayevku Binyamin Bachal Sabarab. So now Yosef HaTzadik cried on the necks as this, the way it states in the Pasuk, and the neck of Binyamin, and Yosef Binyamin cried on the neck of Yosef. So now Midrash explains, first of all, what does it mean that they cried on each other's neck? So Shir HaShirim brings a pasuk, Migdal David Savarech, is a pasuk in Shir HaShirim that is related to Beit HaMikdash. So why Beit HaMikdash is resembles to neck? Because the same way that neck connects the body to the head, it's like a bridge. Beit HaMikdash also connects this Olam, this earth, to Olam Elyon. It's like a bridge, it's a connection. So now here, when Yosef HaTzadik cried on the neck of Binyamin, so he foresaw that there are two Batei Mikdashot, that is the portion of Binyamin and HaTzadik, that is going to be destroyed. So that's why he cried. And when Binyamin cried on the neck of Yosef, that relates to Mishkan Shiloh, that was in the portion of Yosef HaTzadik. So now they cried on the disaster that is going to take place later. Churban Beit HaMikdash, destruction of Beit HaMikdash, in a portion of Binyamin, a portion of Yosef. So now, when two people, two brothers, they don't see each other for 22 years, what do they cry about? What do you cry about? They miss each other, they haven't, you know, been able to have any contact. So now here, it's very strange that after 22 years, they're crying about something that is going to happen in future. And second of all, what happened all of a sudden, they are able to see what's going to happen later. All these years they couldn't see it. Right now they could see it. What happened? What happened? You fasted today, what happened? So what happened all of a sudden, they're thinking about Beit HaMikdash? How they all of a sudden they're thinking about Beit HaMikdash?
Because when they were not together, they could not think straight to see the future.
They could not think straight.
When they're not happy, you cannot have Ruach.
Ah, Chazal Baruch, beautiful, very nice. So now, all these 22 years of mourning, so we have a general rule, as long as you're not happy, you're not able to connect to Shamayim. The broadcasting is not going to work. So now that they saw one another, then they are happy, so the Ruach HaKodesh, the cable was connected. So they were able to see what's going to happen later. So now, why the only thing that they could think about is Churban Beit HaMikdash? Why? Because the same way that they were apart for 22 years, because of what? Because of? Sinat Chinam. So now they see in future how Baruch Hu is going to destroy the Beit HaMikdash for the same reason. The same way these two brothers were disconnected for such a long time. Just because of a hatred without a cause, they realize that the same thing is going to happen later on in Churban Beit HaMikdash. But the story doesn't finish here. Of course, they predicted what's going to happen later, but they have a solution for us. The solution that Tzadik Moshe is teaching us, so you see, Yosef fell on the neck of Binyamin and cried for what? What did he cry for? What did he cry for? Which Beit HaMikdash? But here we see the both were destroyed, the one in portion of Yosef, and the one that was destroyed in portion of Binyamin. So now, Yosef should cry for which portion? For his portion. No? Yes. And Binyamin should cry for whose portion? For his own. But yes, you know, Yosef cried for the portion of Binyamin. And Binyamin cried for the portion of Yosef. And that's the remedy. What do we cry usually for? For our own problems. I don't have this, I want this, how come it's like this? How come this happened like this? Why? I have to go through this. So here, you see, Binyamin HaSadeh is teaching us the only way we can get rid of these problems and disasters and not good news, that we start crying for other people's problems. And that's what the statue is going to get us out of all these troubles. As long as we're crying for our own needs, our own problems, our own requests, our own long list, nothing's going to change. Why? Because we have to care and to be concerned about other people's pain and pray for them and ask Ibnu Shalom for Rahamim that B'zad Hashem all these Gezerot and Sarod will be away from Am Yisrael B'zad Hashem Hashem Baruch Hu Yizakeh Otanu Be'yeshuot Ve'geulah Shelema and B'zad Hashem Shalom B'kol HaOlam Bekarov Amen Kei Ratzon
Koilani Shomote Halel Ko Haleluko Koilani Shomo Nishomo Sheli Koila nishomote, halel ko haleluko, koila nishomo, nishomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.